KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Police Boss Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has received a vote of confidence to remain in his role beyond next year. Speaking during a police raid in Umbilo yesterday, Premier Thami Ntuli said while no formal process has started to replace Mkhwanazi or renew his tenure, he believes the commissioner has restored public trust in the SAPS.
Everyone in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, even up outside of the province, wouldn't wish to lose such a caliber of a police. People had lost confidence on the work of the police. But now, the way they are now collaborating with the police, the way they are reporting whenever there are criminal activities taking place, is evidence that his leadership is wonderful.
Mkhwanazi's recent bombshell briefing implicating senior SAPs and political leaders has dominated headlines this week. It's prompted President Cyril Ramaphosa to call for a national address tomorrow. Ntuli says he welcomes the move and hopes for a thorough probe.
I think to dip deeper on who else may be involved on the problems that in fact are confronting our country.
Meanwhile, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party will reflect on the allegations in a meeting on Monday. The Basic Education Department says more than 124,000 teaching and school assistants have now been paid. Last week, the department reported delays in June payments for over 200,000 school assistants across all nine provinces. NewsWatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
Recent teachers' pickets in KwaZulu-Natal over delayed school funds and the floods in the Eastern Cape were given as reasons for the non-payment. Assistants across 20,000 schools were being verified through a new central payment system. In a statement, the department says they've managed to pay the first batch with an additional 11,000 to be paid by Tuesday. It says another 30,000 assistants are set for payment on the 23rd. However, the department says verification of IDs, banking details and attendance is ongoing to prevent fraud. It adds July payments are on track for completion by the end of the month. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio, NewsWatch.
And abroad, there'll be more protests across the UK later in support of Palestine Action. The group has been proscribed as a terrorist organisation, meaning anyone who defends it faces up to 14 years in prison. Members recently claimed responsibility for damaging jets at an RAF base in Oxfordshire. This woman was at a similar demonstration in central London last week.
Scared. I'm just a mum and a gardener and I'm about to start to train as a yoga teacher. You know, that's my life. My life's not about this, but I feel a deep urge to be here.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. The top story, KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has received a vote of confidence to remain in his role beyond next year. Premier Thami Ntuli believes the commissioner has restored public trust in the police. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.